A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter number 55, verses 3 and 4. The scripture says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people." God said, "I have given David for a witness to the people. I have also given him for a leader and a commander to the people." Hear me, dear listener. These are the two major things that God has made of you. He has made you a witness. He has made you a leader. Every believer in Christ Jesus must be a witness. You must be a witness to the resurrection of Christ Jesus our Lord. Your actions, your words, your attitude, your behavior must testify to the goodness of the Lord, must testify to Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 33, that with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Christ Jesus, and great grace was upon them. The apostles testified to the resurrection of Christ. They were witnesses to Christ, and great grace was upon them. And don't forget the major reason why you were given the Holy Ghost, so that you can be a witness. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, so you can be witnesses unto me from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth." So you are a witness. Your life must witness to Christ. Your words must testify to Christ. Your attitude must testify to Christ. Your behavior must testify to Christ in the marketplace, in the classroom, in the workplace, in the family, on the playing ground. Your life must testify to Jesus. He has given you for a witness. So in the classroom or the boardroom or whatever room, you are to witness to Christ Jesus. He has given you for a witness. It is my prayer that your life will testify to God. Your life will be a testimony to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Concerning John the Baptist, in John chapter number 1, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." You are expected to be a witness to the light of God, that all men through you might believe. May men, because of your light, come to the light of God in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Secondly, you have been given for a leader. That scripture says he was given for a leader, for a witness, and for a leader and a commander. You are to be a leader. Wherever you find yourself, the desire of God, the expectation of God is that you will stand out to lead. The reason why you have been given the Holy Spirit is that you may be a witness and a leader, to lead in your family as a parent. You are expected to lead your children, your family well. You are not expected to boss the people around or about, but you are to lead them. Leadership is what God expects of you, whether to your family or to your department, to the group you oversee or the church you oversee. You are to be a leader. You don't have to be a leader or because of a title. You don't have to be a leader simply because of a position that has been given to you. There are positional leaders, men who are leaders by their position, or rather men who became leaders by reason of the position they find themselves. And there are people who are leaders by reason of their title. They have been given a particular title which now qualifies them to lead others, but they lack leadership qualities. They are not leaders. At best, such people will be bosses. They will boss people around and not be able to appropriately lead them. And so we must understand that there is a whole world of difference between a leader and a boss. Let's look at some distinguishing factors or differences between a leader and a boss. Number one, a boss creates fear in a staff. A leader builds confidence. This is a major difference between a leader and a boss. If you are a father, you are a mother, and you are a boss at home, the best you can do is to create fear in your family, create fear in your children. If you are the type of parent that his children go into hiding when he arrives or when he gets back home, then you are not a leader. You are not leading these children well. As a matter of fact, you are losing them. Don't think you are leading when all you do is to instill fear, to create fear in your children. If you are the type that creates fear in your children, you have lost them. If you do not make any attempt at this very moment to remedy the situation and be their friends and lead them, create confidence, instill confidence, build confidence in your children. Don't create fear in them. There are some husbands who create fear in their wives. Their wives cannot talk wherever they are. They are like the lion of the tribe of their families. They are men to be feared. Like the Yoruba god of thunder, they emit fire and brimstone and smoke from their mouth and their nostrils and even their ear. Fire is coming out. Anger is their middle name. And so they create fear in their wives. They create fear in their children. You are not a leader if you lead by fear, if you create fear in your family or the staff or the people you lead, then you are not a leader but a boss. A leader builds confidence in people. I charge you to build confidence in your followers, build confidence in your children, build confidence in your spouse, build confidence in members of your department. Build confidence in those who are under you. Whether you find yourself in a leadership position by reason of your title or by reason of the office that has been given to you, maybe by election or what have you, you are to be a leader, not a boss. Number two, a boss says, I. He's always concerned about I will do this, I will do this, I am doing this. Whereas a leader is concerned with we. A leader says we, whereas a boss says I. And so a boss says I, whereas a leader says we. Be a leader. Involve the people. Let's use the word we. You must understand as a leader that it is teamwork that makes the dream work. You must also understand that none of us is as strong as all of us. And so let's do it together. Teamwork makes the dream work. Work together with those that you lead as a team. Lead them. Use the word we, not I. Number three, a boss knows how a job should be done. A leader shows how a career should be forged. Don't just tell people what to do. Show them how to do it. Show them how to forge a career, to forge a destiny with their lives and with their destinies. Let's show them. Don't just tell them. A boss tells people, go and do it this way. A leader shows people, this is how it should be done. Number four, a boss relies on authority. A leader relies on cooperation. Authority, that is what a boss uses. By the power vested in me, I am commanding you. But a leader, on the other hand, relies on cooperation. He gets the cooperation of the people to get a task done. Don't forget, leadership is about influence, your ability to influence the people to achieve a worthwhile goal. And so a leader influences the people. He gets their cooperation and he influences them to achieve a worthwhile goal. It does not depend on authority. As a matter of fact, he does not use the authority that has been given to him. He does not insist on that authority. He does not depend on it at all. He does not flaunt it. He uses and gets the people's cooperation to get a job done. Be a leader. Get the cooperation of your people. Be a leader. Show them how to do a task and how to forge a career. Be a leader. Involve the people. Delegate to them. Use the word we. Acknowledge them in the process that has birthed results in your life. Appreciate their input and their effort. Don't take the glory to yourself alone. Share it with others because you worked together to achieve this goal. And above all, lead your people and build confidence in them. Don't create fear in them. It is a boss that creates fear in people, a leader that builds confidence in them. It is my prayer that you will be the genuine leader that God wants you to be, and that your life will make a positive impact on the people around you in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my life positively impact people for your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that my life will positively impact people for your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, you have given me for a witness and a leader for the people. Empower me to lead them well. Let my life lead well. Help me to build confidence in people and not to lead by fear. Don't let my life create fear in others. Let me build confidence in them and let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray. Father, help me to bring the best out of the people around me. Help me to help others interpret their dreams. Help me to help others navigate their way to greatness in life. Help me, O God. Father, I pray for help. Help me to help people, to help people interpret their dream. Help me to help people navigate their ways through to destiny. Help me, O God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you and bring out the greatness he has destined and packaged on your inside, that your life will bring glory to the name of the Lord, and that your life will positively impact people around you. You will be a great influence to people, and the grace of God will be available for you to help people discover their destiny, navigate their ways, and arrive at the place that God has destined for them. May you not fail or disappoint God in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral for the study of God's Word. Our Bible study, we call it Ezra Project. Time is 5:30. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Follow me on my social media platforms, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. My handle is at Rev Grace Mann, and the Lord bless you as you follow in the name of Jesus. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.